I've been I was contemplating Anicca,
yeah.
And recognizing that here in the West we just pretty much define it as impermanence,
yeah.
And yet we know that also in the East, a lot of it, people think of Anicca in terms of uncertainty or both.
Yeah.
And I said, so what? And I started just sitting with it, and I said, you know, it's really easier to talk about impermanence because it's out there.
Yeah.
Whereas Anicca, whereas uncertainty is usually imminent. In other words, we're uncertain as to what's going to happen when I put my foot down, or who's coming through the door.
Yeah.
And so, and when we talk about uncertainty, what's the, not uncertainty, but impermanence, what's the thing that we really go to is our own lifespan. Mm-hmm. In other words, when we talk about being impermanent, and just like you say, now I do every morning contemplate and recite about sickness, old age, and death, and yet, when I stopped to ask myself, you know, so do people really believe they're going to die? And with all my experience with hospice, very few ever do really believe that. So I said, how do I believe that I'm going to die? And at some level, I had to say, maybe not. Because if, in fact, I really believed it, I still wouldn't be doing anything unwholesome, unwise. If it really had taken hold, it would be different.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great reminder, which is exactly why those reflections are good, because they help us to really look more closely. Okay, what are our, how does it line up? Mm-hmm.